It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Lindsay Ayres with your daily coronavirus update. The Utah Department of Health reports 313 new cases since yesterday, with one more death. 155 people are currently hospitalized due to COVID. The health department also says an additional 9,000 vaccines have been administered in the last day. That means the state has just over 49% of those 12 and older fully vaccinated. President Biden says the U.S. will purchase 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine and distribute them to nearly 100 countries in an effort to end the pandemic. Here's the president during the announcement.
We announced that we would donate 80 million doses of our own vaccine in-house now to supply the world by the end of June. Many of these doses are shipping to countries around the world as we speak. And today, we're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic.
Labor unions are expressing disappointment in the Biden administration's new COVID workplace safety rules due to be released today.
The Labor Department secretary says the new COVID safety rules will only apply to healthcare workers. That's a relief for many businesses that expected expensive new virus protection requirements. Disappointing to labor unions who wanted more protection. Instead, the administration will update optional at-work guidance for most companies and issue mandatory rules for healthcare settings.
That's ABC's Andy Field. The winners for the third drawing for Ohio's Vax-a-Million lottery have been announced. Mike Klein answered his door to find Ohio's governor standing there with a smile, letting him know he had just won $1 million.
So I opened the door and I yelled into my wife and said, Cheryl, I said, we won $1 million. And I paused a second. I said, no, I won $1 million because you didn't register.
Two more winners will be selected over the next 2 weeks. With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.